Now I'm going to rock backwards and forwards in history a bit today. When I think of Advent and the birth of Jesus Christ, that's tied inexplicably to the purpose of his birth, the purpose of his incarnation, and that was his death. We can't remember his birth without remembering his death and the purpose of his death. Now, I'd like to go back in your memories and in history to the time of Abraham. Abraham was given a promised child, Isaac. And then God asked him to do the unthinkable, to take Isaac and to sacrifice him. He said, "Take now your son, your only son, and go to the mountain that I will show you, and there to sacrifice him." And Abraham trusted God, that God could still make good on his promise that through Abraham's seed all the earth would be blessed, all nations of the earth would be blessed. So he took Isaac. And as they went along, Isaac said, "Father," he said, "we have the wood and the fire, but where is the lamb?" And those words that Abraham answered ring down right through history. God himself will provide the lamb. That mountain they went to was Mount Moriah. Now, some years later, after the Israelites had gone into the promised land and conquered it, there was a plague in the land, and King David was told to go and make sacrifice at the threshing floor of Onan the Jebusite. And he purchased the threshing floor of Onan the Jebusite, so that it was not a land or a piece of land that was conquered, it was legally purchased. And that was Mount Moriah. And many, many years later, God himself provided the lamb. And Jesus, in Jebus, otherwise known as Jerusalem, was scourged and taken out and crucified at Golgotha, which is one of the pinnacles of Mount Moriah. God himself will provide the lamb. When I think of Advent, I think of Calvary. And I think how God planned all this right down to the minutest detail, so that Jesus was actually crucified upon land that was rightfully owned by the Israelites. It was land that was purchased. It was not a conquest of war. It's awesome stuff, isn't it? Now, just to throw something else into the mix, when Jesus was born, at a time in history that just happened to be after the conquests of Alexander the Great, when Greek ownership had encompassed much of Europe and down into Africa. Then we had the Roman Empire rose up. And the Roman Empire had, from the Euphrates right across to Britain, all of Europe, and much of Africa was in the Roman Empire. They'd built great roads where soldiers could move easily. This was the time when Christ was born. At a time where communication could be reasonably easily accomplished, where people could travel uninhibited, so the gospel could be spread with great ease. God's timing is perfect in so many things. So many things. But you know, God's timing is perfect also today, in that we're here and we're hearing this word. Because I prepared something for today, and this morning God said, no. He said, I'll give you what to say. So what you've heard today is what God has given me to say today. Now, a point that I want to bring out is God, in his great mercy and his love for mankind, provided the Lamb. God stepped from eternity into time so that we would be able to step from time into eternity. God himself will provide the Lamb. You know, there was an old man in the temple when Jesus was brought in. Simeon. And he was just waiting to see the Son of God, because God had revealed to him that he would not die until he'd seen God's promise. We're going to finish with another song, please, Cole, about that promise. Now, as we sing this, I want to throw to you a challenge. You've all heard the words over the years about faith in Jesus Christ. You've said the words, but have you ever crossed over to the point where you believe in your heart what you're saying, so that you can step from time into eternity in peace?